Let's beatbox at the corner because it's time to go back to the 80s. I'm your backspinning host, Darian. After the break, let's go back to Friday, May 6th, 1983.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Another 80s memory.
Dr. Detroit.
This is the best time I've ever had in my entire life.
Rated R. Make an appointment to see the doctor. Friday, May 6th.
It was Friday, May 6th, 1983. Michael Jackson's Thriller was on its way to make record-breaking history. The second single, Beat It, was the number one song in the country. On the country scene, future sitcom darling Reba McEntire had a number one country hit, You're the First Time I've Thought About Leaving. That could be taken two different ways. Brand new in theaters, Universal Pictures' new comedy, Doctor, Detroit, and Paramount Pictures' comedy, Still Smokin'. And although NBC had a Bernstein Bears special, they were no match for CBS in a repeat of The Dukes of Hazzard. That's it for me, 80s fans, if you'll excuse me. I'm going to see if Dr. Detroit does house calls. Talk to you tomorrow on another 80s flashback.